The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you guys are hanging out with us again today. In studio with us is our good friend Kent Sovereign, and he is with, of course, AARP of Iowa. And he's got some stuff cooking up. We're just going to be talking about your money, your investments, making sure that you have it and hold on to it and keep people from getting it.
You bet. Good to be back, Mike.
Good to have you here, my friend.
It's terrific to be here. One of the things that I hadn't heard about until a few years ago was this Money Smart Week. Week, a whole week of activities that we co-sponsor along with Federal Home Loan Bank and other organizations around the state. And the idea is these are education events, community events where people can learn about how to manage their money better, learning about what's happening. And our focus this year is going to be on frauds and scams, particularly.
Boy. And there are plenty of those out there.
Yeah, not a day goes by that I don't get a phishing phone call or emails right, left, up and down about investment kinds of scams, all of these sorts of things. And while you and I may think we're attuned enough to, we're going to recognize that often. Folks that may be a generation older than us, a few years older than us, may not be quite as tuned into that.
Or younger.
Sometimes, absolutely.
I mean, this is – fraud knows no age level.
That's right.
Can get sucked into this pretty easily wherever you're on
and at
spectrum.
Any age. Yeah. And at any age. So we're going to first start out with on the consumer side.
Right.
Yeah, getting people aware of what's happening around the state and around the country and what their most common scams are, and especially the tools that the scammers use to kind of put pressure on you to make that decision. It's a sort of a pressure tactic.
Right.
And oh, you only have a limited time, or I need your decision right now. And then there are really sneaky technology stuff that we're going to get into. Anyway, our Attorney General Tom Miller is going to be in our offices, and we're going to stream live a telephone town hall. Now, there's nothing more exciting than watching a telephone town hall. which is like watching a radio call-in program. But we're going to be streaming this so that people can watch it live and interact with Attorney General Miller, and I will be hosting that show. That's the telephone town hall is next week on Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m. And we'll have, by the way, everybody who's listening should get their pencil out and write down aarp.org/IA, because all of the information that I'm talking about is going to be there.
And
so
we will have
times,
that
locations, registration, all of that stuff.
We will have that link on the radio blog, so that all folks have to do is read the blog and go bang.
Bang, right, yeah. There. And I'm really excited that this is the first one we're doing with the Attorney General in my time with AARP. I'm very excited, and we're going to talk about the most common scams, the tools the scam artists use, how to guard yourself against that, and I imagine that he'll have some good stories from what's going on around in Iowa.
Yep. And then you're going to be a shredding for folks?
Yeah. Now, I just finished my taxes yesterday. Well, actually, I filed an extension and wrote a check. It's close enough, right?
There you go.
But, it's tax time. And I got to thinking about this after my wife and I were robbed. I realized how much financial data was lying around the house in old files from taxes, old files from financial statements, you name it. And my guess is that if many of us were going to our parents' home, we'd find
lots of stuff, years and years.
And one can't just throw that stuff in the trash. You just don't know where it's going to go. So we have a fraud shred event going on in Johnston on Saturday, April 29th from 9 a.m. to noon in the parking lot of the Johnston Library. And basically, people can come
bring their stuff
and bring all that stuff, and we'll shred it. There'll be, I think, three giant shredding trucks there. And if people want to hang around and actually watch it shredded, but I can guarantee you the stuff is going to be secured and shredded that very day.
There you go.
Last year when we did this event, we had a little bit of congestion because we had an overwhelming response to it. This year we're a little better prepared, but I took 5 years worth of stuff out there. Wow. And I was very pleased with the way it was handled.
Very nice. And that is called the Operation Scam Free Shred event, and that's Saturday the 29th from 9 until noon. Oh, what else you got going on?
Well, I don't know if – I know with all of your money, people are calling you right, left, up, and down saying, Michael, let me help you invest that money.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Daily.
I mean, yeah, just right, left, up, and
Actually,
down.
I just write checks.
Yeah. But seriously, sometimes I wonder who these people are. You know, what's their background? Are they – do they really know what they're talking about? And what we've learned is that sometimes people hang out that shingle about being a financial advisor, and maybe there's not that much behind it, you know? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of due diligence. So let's imagine you're in a situation where you're really wanting to think about, do I trust these people? Who do I go to? How do I know? Because maybe my banker tells me not to trust the insurance guy, and my insurance guy tells me not to trust the financial advisor and the financial, you know, who knows?
Right.
So we've got a terrific, it's called Finances at 50 workshop. It's on budgeting, goal setting, and then there's a whole series of workshop that gets into that. But before that, we have what we call AERP on tap. Doesn't that sound like fun?
It does sound like fun.
Yeah, yeah. And
where's
that's going to be at the brewery.
It's a Rock Bottom.
Rock Bottom Brewery, right. 5:30 to 7:30 on the 26th. And that's, again, part of the Money Smart Week. And this is in partnership with the Iowa Insurance Division. There's an Investor Protection Institute's Dash for the Cash kind of thing that's going on. And folks are going to learn more about how to measure the qualifications of financial advisors, what they need for their nest egg, investor fraud. I talked about consumer fraud before.
This is investor fraud.
But this is there are scams out there for investor fraud beyond the Nigerian prince thing that I know you fell for. How do you build a nest egg? So many of Gen X's, our older our young boomers, have changed their lifestyle, and they may not have the kind of nest egg that perhaps older boomers and our parents have.
Right, and this
have.
Is all going on at Rock Bottom Brewery, and the cool thing is the first drink's on you.
Yeah, absolutely. The first one's on us.
That's going to be Rock Bottom Brewery, and that is coming up on the 26th.
26th, right. 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And again, all of these events are on aarp.org/IA. And then the other events on into May 10th and through the month, the 10th, the 17th, and 24th, are a whole series of workshops for those people who want to get their legs under them about planning, budgeting, financial.
It's all
management.
Free. It doesn't cost anybody anything.
All free. It's the best $16 you'll ever spend is that $16 for an AARP membership. And frankly, most of these events are open to anybody. We love it when you show your card when you come to the event or let us know you're an AARP member, but it's free and open to the public.
Got it. And then you've got a kickoff for bike month.
Yeah, I know you're a healthy kind of guy.
I
am too.
I love bicycling.
And this combines two of your favorite things,
drinking
and bicycling at Confluence Brewery on May 5th, 5 to 7 p.m. We're going to kick off bike month. And if you go to the Iowa Bicycle Collective or Bike Iowa's website, you see a whole plethora of rides and events. I know many of the suburban mayors, the Urbandale bike mayor's ride. I know Ankeny
has a
mayor's ride.
Windsor Heights has a mayor's ride.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's terrific stuff, and you can see all of those. One of the new rides that's every Wednesday at different times and different locations, but starts out Wednesday over the lunch hour, the first Wednesday of May, is called Tour, Older Urban Riders. And I think Carl Voss and some other folks that you may know in the community are going to collectively meet and just go for a pre-planned ride.
Oh, nice.
Sometimes for breakfast, sometimes for lunch. You know, with Carl, there's always food
involved.
So, you know. So
Bike Month kickoff.
Bike Month is fabulous.
May 5th, you guys are going to do that at Confluence Brewery.
At Confluence Brewery, and they're tapping a new ale at 5:30. So
you're into all the news.
Well, I try to keep my fingers on the pulse, Mike.
Well, not only that, you have to do research.
Yeah.
I understand. And movies for grown-ups, this caught my eye.
Well,
wow.
we had a terrific – this is a project that's grown over the last 5 months. When we first started doing movies for grown-ups, we'd maybe get 20, 25 folks in. Last two movies, we've had over 150 people at each of the movies, and close to 200 at Jackie a couple of weeks ago.
That was a great
movie.
It
was a terrific movie. So we've got Hacksaw Ridge, which I understand has some, you know, it's pretty violent and has some adult themes, but
it
is a terrific movie and what a heroic movie. That's April 24th at the Fleur Theater down on the south side. You can register in advance again. The links are all there. And on May 11th, we've got a really exciting new venture. Well, in February, we did a partnership with PBS with Maya Angelou and her biopic. And this one is around American Masters, James Beard, America's first foodie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe you know more about him than I do.
Well, the James Beard Award, of course. Mm-hmm. This is a big deal. I see that a special guest, Chef David Baruthio,
yeah,
a foundation award-winning chef from Brew 66, from Windsor Heights.
From Windsor Heights.
There you go.
And
he's
going
to be there.
A second restaurant that's opened, hasn't he?
There's actually three of them now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's rocking and rolling.
So that's at 6:30 on May 11th at Iowa Public Television's Maytag Theater in Johnston.
All of this is going to be on the website.
On the website and free of charge.
All right. His name is Kent Sovereign, ladies and gentlemen. We covered a lot of territory.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
You
we've
keep
only
up.
Started. My staff tells me, you know, there are 30 other events that we have that you haven't even talked about. It's just amazing. As I said, it's the best $16 you'll ever spend.
It is the best $16 you'll ever spend. Ken Sovereign, ladies and gentlemen, from AARP Iowa. We will have links to all of this on the radio blog. Thanks so much for doing this.
Michael, it's always a pleasure.
All right, we've got to clear on out of here because why? Well, we've got to check out what happened today on Wall Street. What happened to the stocks? We looked earlier. And the word that comes to mind is mixed.
Mixed.
Yeah, you know, uncertainty rules. That's next on the NewsHour.